USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American woman caught up in the Afghanistan evacuation blunder makes a desperate plea to President Biden on Fox News.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to really, really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger. Mr. President, please help us.
Republican Congresswoman from West Virginia, Carol Miller, on Tuesday.
It's our job to make sure that the administration understands how important it is to bring our people home. Americans don't leave Americans on the ground. I'm sure the people at the White House are feeling these same things, but they're trying to be upbeat and positive, but they've got to, in their heart of hearts, feel the same fear and the anxiety that we are hearing.
Biden says all Americans will be out by 31 August. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court in a 6-3 vote on Tuesday said the Biden administration must reinstate the Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The highest court in the land said the administration failed to show a likelihood of success on the claim that the memorandum rescinding the migrant protection protocols was not arbitrary. House Democrats on Tuesday approved a roughly $3.5 trillion social spending package, only after Democrats were assured the smaller partisan infrastructure bill received a September vote. Democrat representative from Oregon, Kurt Schrader, on PBS.
The big win today for America is the infrastructure bill stands on its own 2 feet, has a day certain by which we're going to vote for it.
The social spending package had zero Republican support in a 220-212 vote. A monkey-loving woman has been banned from visiting a male chimpanzee at a zoo in Antwerp, Belgium, after officials declared the relationship unhealthy for the chimp. A.D. Timmermans told a Belgian TV station, saying the chimp is her soulmate. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Alabama doctor will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated starting in October. Doctors refusing to see patients raises all kinds of questions, legally and morally. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.